From Boulder, Colorado, please welcome Sunset Boulevard recording artist, Firefall.
Thank you.
play a song for you that was a big hit for us in 1977. How many people remember the 70s out there? That's funny, you really don't look that old. Song written by Rick Roberts called Just Remember, I Love You.
Crazy and the feeling's gone. The days get rainy and the nights get long. When you get that feeling you were both too young, staring at the ceiling and you're on the blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has crumbled and you don't. Remember, I love you, and it'll be alright. Just remember, I love you more than I can say. Maybe then you'll be down so low, stuck you wonder, but you never know. And it feels like sorrow is your only prayer. Knowing that tomorrow you'll feel this way again. Oh,
guitar. Sure nice to be here in the Buffalo area. We're kind of having good weather. You know, we'll see how what happens tomorrow, but hey. I'd like to play a song now that was a single off of our third album, The Lawn, in 1978. We're going to feature our fantastic sax player, Jim Waddell, on this song. It's called Sweet and Sour.
Sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. Sweet and sour.
Mr. James Waddell. Let's introduce the band real quick to you. That's Jim over there on the saxophone, flute, keyboards. The original Firefall bassist, the rock star since the 60s, Mr. Mark Andy. Yeah, baby. On the drums, he's been our drummer for over 30 years, Mr. Sandy Ficka. Steve Weinmeister here was the lead singer of Firefall for 20 years, and then he left for a few years. And he's back now, Mr. Steve Weinmeister.
He's on the run from the law, in case you're interested. Finally, the only guy to play all 3,476,917 Firefall shows, and counting, if you would please, on electric lead guitar, acoustic guitar, singing, songwriting, and vocals, give a big warm welcome to Mr. Jack Barkley.
So much. I'm happy to announce for you that Firefall, for the first time in 20 plus years, has a brand new studio album out now. And you can actually buy it out in the lobby there. This album is called Comet, and we started that record when I persuaded Mark, who was in the band Spirit and JoJo Gunn out in LA, we asked Mark if he would honor Randy California and play a really famous, great Spirit song, and he said, yes, we'd like to feature Mark Andes on this song called Nature's Way.
Thank you, Jack. And we had some help from Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles, and John McPhee from the Doobies. It was a nice personal tribute to Randy, so I'm proud of it, actually. So here's Nature's Way. Hope you like it.
Something's wrong.
So, you know, it's for, you know, 30, 40 years we've been playing the same 1970 songs, which we love playing, but we have another new one to play for you off that record. This is a song that I wrote called Way Back When, and it's about how great the music of the 1960s was. You know, the Beatles and the Stones, and, you know, the Byrds and Aretha Franklin and the Young Rascals and Led Zeppelin and all those bands. You'll hear it. A song called Way Back When. About respect, we were younger than yesterday. Proving to the rascals, give me some love and Marvin Gaye. Way back when, we didn't know then, we'd never again be closer to heaven. Way back when, in 1967. You'll remember these. Here's one written by Rick Roberts called Goodbye, I Love You.
Maybe
Send it out to all the lovely ladies in attendance tonight. You know who you are. Ladies, we love you.
More specifically, Jock, if I may, our driver tonight tried to kidnap us, and it was Mark, mostly, that you tried to kidnap. Anyway, I don't know why. It was like Jim and I weren't even in the car. Anyway, we'd like to send this out to Teresa because she specifically wants to hear it.
She's a trooper.
Ladies, sing along later. You are the woman!
Thank you.
My mother's family is from upstate New York. She was born and raised in Canandaigua. So upstate New York has a special place in my heart. And it's just so good to be here. In this beautiful theater and nice faces. Thank you.
No.
you so much. We got time for one more song. We're going to take down a little trip down south. Real quick little story. When I was recording this in the studio, in Miami Criteria Studio, I didn't know that my hero was watching me play this song. And I only found out until after I was done with the one take performance. Eric Clapton had been watching me play this whole song in the studio. And I went in and I went, oh my God, there he is. And he said, keep playing, man. And he left. And only time I met me, hit my hero, Eric Clapton. We'd like to take you down, way down south. Let's go down to Mexico.
Everything's coming back.
Back there making it sound good. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.